What's going on, everybody? Harrison Family Values. It's your host, Dre, and we are live. All right, we are live right now, and I'm excited to be with you guys tonight. Tonight, we have an interesting topic, one that's dear to my heart, and one that I really believe that needs to be addressed and talked about. And I think it's beneficial if it's coming from a man and being spoken to men. On this channel, I talk about a few things, and shout out to everybody watching either through Facebook or YouTube right now. I talk about a few things, and this channel is tailored to discuss things about faith, family, fatherhood, and manhood, right? And that's what we're doing tonight. You guys see the topic, you see the thumbnail, 5 practical ways to love your wife. Now, if you're watching on Facebook, you only have about 10 minutes of watch time. After that, I need you guys to go to YouTube and watch this on the YouTube channel. So let me go over to YouTube right now, see if I can get this up for you guys and put the link in the description so that those of you who are watching on Facebook can come over to YouTube and finish watching it after we are done. So let me go to the comment section here. I'm going to put it here. It's in the comment section. So if you guys are watching through YouTube, there's the YouTube link. You can copy and paste or click the link and you can watch the rest from there if you're watching on Facebook. But to my YouTube family, my YouTube audience, we're here for you guys. All right. So we're going to be talking about this and you're going to have access to this through the whole time. All right, guys. So marriage is an amazing institution in the world. However, there are some challenges in marriages, and I need to adjust this camera because I'm like off center. Give me a moment. Let me just better. The challenges has this, marriage has its challenges, but it's not that it's not worth the challenge. It just has its challenges. And I think people go into marriage delusioned about what marriage is all about. Men will go into marriage, and tonight I'm talking to men. Men will go into marriage thinking that it's the wife's responsibility to do for them and to pick up the pieces and pick up the clothes and cook and clean. And, you know, those of you guys who have this really archaic mindset of marriage may even say that women are supposed to be barefoot and pregnant. I don't necessarily believe that. I don't. And that was pretty loud. Because when we look at the biblical model of marriage and the description that it gives us in the Bible, it's not that way now, is it? When we look at the Bible in its totality, things that women were doing, history, events, we see that marriage is something that God has ordained, that God has ordained men to lead and not lead in a way that's domineering, but lead in a loving way, which we're going to talk about. But we got marriage all wrong, especially today. We have allowed society to dictate the terms of marriage instead of letting God to dictate the terms of marriage. So now, society is giving men expectations about what they should be looking for in a woman. And a lot of that stuff is superficial. A lot of the stuff us men are looking for are things that we really shouldn't be looking for initially. Now, those are the things that may attract us at first, but it's not something that keeps our attention. But for some reason, it's been keeping attention. And I don't like that. I don't like that because it makes men delusional about marriage. And then when you have all these podcasts out there that's talking about, you know, things pertaining to relationships and they giving really poor advice, it's making it even harder. I was watching the Hardly Initiated podcast. Shout out to those brothers over there. And they had Tony Gaskin. I mean, be honest. It took me a while to get accustomed to Tony Gaskin. Wifey would be sending me videos of Tony Gaskin. But listen, I don't want to see some handsome, light-eyed brother with light eyes telling me, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. All right, who is this guy? So what if he got hundreds of people watching him, most of them women? But he had some good stuff to say. And in that interview, he talked about how everybody is a relationship coach and they haven't really done the work. They haven't done the work. And he seems to have a very solid marriage and he had some great points. But everybody seems to be giving advice on YouTube about marriage and about relationships and stuff like that. And they're using their own experience. And a lot of times when you base general advice, or if you give general advice based on your own individual experience, that could be detrimental to the person that you're giving advice to. So you got to be careful. Got to be careful. You can't always insert your experience into everybody else's experience and think that's going to work for everybody, because it doesn't. Or that the negative outcomes that you've experienced, other people will experience, because it's not always going to be that way. So if you're watching on Facebook, please hit the like and share this out. And if you're watching on YouTube, do the same for me. I really appreciate it. So relationships with anybody is difficult, very difficult, but there's outcomes that need to be had, right? When you have a job, you are going to work with coworkers that probably get on your last nerve, but the outcomes, there are things that you guys know need to be completed, and you're going to put your differences aside to complete that outcome. Make sure that it comes out. What's going on, Onika? Glad you were here. All right. And you're absolutely right. Relationships are not a one size fits all. Not at all. I agree. And I think that that's the challenge that people have, right? So back to relationships, right? So relationships take time and it takes work. And if you know you have a shared desired outcome, most cases you're going to reach that desired outcome and make the relationship work, do some tweaking so that the relationship works. That's how marriage is. You have two individuals coming together and they are trying to become one, like the Bible tells us to become one. And it's not always easy. There's going to be friction, but that friction should be should actually mend you guys stronger together and not pull you further apart. And I think people have looked at marriage as a convenient means to getting what they want out of life. And that's not what marriage is all about. It's not. Marriage is much deeper. Marriage is much deeper and much more like foundational than our surfaced, petty desires in life. Marriage is deeper than that. And when it comes to husbands, I think husbands need to start looking at marriage that way as well. Deeper than just what can I get out of it? Because again, if we're looking at it from a biblical perspective, you men, you husbands out there, really need to start loving your wives in a more sacrificial way. And I know it's not always easy. I know it's not easy. And men, we're not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect at all in this area, right? But when we look at the scripture, we see what the Bible desires out of a husband and the descriptions that are within it, right? And one of those descriptions, one of those things that husbands ought to do for their wives is to love their wives in an unconditional and sacrificial way, the same way Christ loves the church. That's my law and order. Yeah. That Christ loved the church because he did it sacrificially. And here's some things that I was crazy about. And we're going to get into the scripture. Actually, you know what? Before I even get into the scripture, let me give you the five practical things first, and then we get into the scripture afterwards, if you guys stick with me until the end so that I can get that scripture for you. So because marriage is difficult and because today we are taught that we need to find somebody to make us happy, we go into marriage expecting the person we marry to stimulate us in the ways that we want to be stimulated, right? And if they don't, we want to give them a divorce. In fact, Jesus himself said, when he was questioned about divorce, he said, Moses wrote that in because of the hardness of your hearts, not because God wants you guys to get a divorce, but because you guys are so hardened, men, and he was speaking to specifically to men, you guys are so hardened and weren't treating your wives right. It was like, listen, all right, here's the stipulation behind a divorce. But God does not desire or want divorce for his people, which is a good thing, because he expects people to work things out, especially when you're looking at it from a legacy perspective. But we tend to go into marriage desiring something from the person we marry instead of looking at it from a perspective that, what am I willing to give? No, you guys want to see what you guys can receive. But when it comes to giving, that's secondary, because your happiness is paramount, which is a lie. The couple's happiness, the marriage, that the happy marriage is the goal. It should be the shared goal. But when it comes to the husbands tonight, I want to share with you guys five practical ways that you can love your wife and allow her to feel love. All right. So let's get into it. The first thing I want, now, this is not in any specific order. This is not like sequential. Do all the things that you can. Now, again, let me say this. I too, I'm working on all these things as well, trying my hardest. And no one is perfect. You're going to find yourself in some weak moments, and you got to, as a man, you have to always remember why you got into the marriage in the first place and God's expectation for you in the marriage. To love unconditionally. Okay? To love unconditionally. So loving your wives involves a combination of thoughtful actions. I got some tea. Oh, you guys see this? I got merch too. I'm not sure if it's going to show. It's going to show. I got merch. Harrison Family Values, baby. I got merch. If you guys want to support the channel, you can go to YouTube and then hit the channel, the store section, and purchase the merch to support the channel as well. Mm-hmm. How much time you guys have left, Facebook? Oh, it's been 10 minutes. I'll give you guys a few more. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, do you have, sorry, Vinny, I didn't see you here. My apologies. Do you have to have been married to give great advice? Do you have to be married to give advice on marriage? I think that's what you're asking. I think being married allows you the space to speak from an experience. So I think being married or having had been married, that makes you a little bit more reputable because you know exactly what you're talking about. Instead of sharing just simple ideals, you can share from a perspective of what have worked for you and what haven't worked for you. But I think being married and or having had been married is a good thing, especially if it's somebody that's older. If you really want to have a successful marriage, you find a much older couple that's been married for years that put, you know, skin in the game and get advice from them instead of somebody who's 25 and thinks that because they could bag any girl they want, he's, you know, qualified to give advice on relationships. I don't recommend that at all. But shout out to you guys for watching. So if you guys are watching on Facebook, I'm going to go completely on YouTube in a second. So I'm going to shut this off. So if you guys want to continue being a part of the conversation, please go to the link that I just shared in the comment section and join the conversation there as well. We are live on YouTube. All right. Cool. All right. So now, five practical ways. Okay. And again, back to what I was saying, loving your wife involves a combination of things such as thoughtful actions, emotional support, and open communication. Here are five practical ways to express your love in your marriage to your wife, gentlemen. All right, here we go. You know what? I'll keep it on. I'm going to keep this on Facebook. Unless you guys are already over there. You know, if you guys are already over there, yeah, go over there. Click the link and go over there and let's talk. All right? And shout out to everybody watching on YouTube right now. All right. Here's one thing that you can do. Okay? One thing that some men have a very hard it's very difficult for them to do it. And that's communication. That's communication. Communication in almost any situation can be very difficult. But in a marriage, it's important that you communicate with your wife in a loving way. In a loving way. Jesus communicated with his people in a loving way. At times stern, but loving way nonetheless. It's important for us to engage in open and honest communication with our wives. Sharing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences with our wives. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Gentlemen, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Your wives want to hear about your experience. They do. They do. You may not think so, but most wives are concerned about your day-to-day activity. Like they, some men, and I'm like this also. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like this. When I'm asked how my day was, I say it was good. It was long. Keep it really surface, right? Because like me, I'm the type that want to forget about my day. I want to come home, relax with my family. I don't want to think about my day too much, okay? I just want to be with my family. But, you know, wives, they're concerned about your day because they want to share about their day. Now, here's the thing about communication also. It's not just what you say to your wife. It's how you listen. Listening is a vital part of communication, a vital part of communication. And just listening to your wives will allow them to feel loved. And I'm not talking about just letting them talk while you're there sitting down. I'm talking about like actively listening, asking questions, you know, concerning questions. Like if your wife is saying, yeah, so-and-so at work looked at me sideways. It made me feel a certain way. And it's like, well, why would they do that? Like ask questions. Why would they do that? I don't know. Did something happen that, you know, you did something that you did that you didn't realize you did? Well, no. You know, I mean, I got on the elevator early before her and, you know, usually come in around, maybe she missed the elevator and I didn't know she was an elevator. It could have been anything. Like they just want you guys to engage in after conversation, something that I know I need to do better on. And most men out there need to do better on this in this situation, because when we talk to our boys, it's very different. We talk to our brothers, it's very different. But our wives desire active and open communication that's two-way, as well as communication that involves listening. Because listen, our wives feel valued when we are listening to them and not just hearing what they're saying, but listening to them in a genuine way. So that's, we have to be an active listener in our marriages and engage in active conversation, talking about the day, talking about things that need to happen. I was rebuked recently about talking to my wife enough about day-to-day operations, even in the home. So that's extremely important. And again, for a woman to feel loved and protected, if her husband is actively communicating. Now, gentlemen, I know this could be difficult, and I'm being absolutely practical and real. It could be difficult if you're in a marriage or in a marriage. I'm just only talking to husbands today. It could be difficult if you're in a marriage where you feel like you cannot speak. That's not an excuse for you not to communicate. You got to keep trying, because again, like Jesus, if we're supposed to be like Christ to our wives as he is to the church, then we have to be communicating with them, even if they are resistant to it. As long as we're doing it in a loving way that's meant to build up our wives and not tear them down. So we got to communicate with them. They need us to communicate with them. All right. So also, something to the wives. I heard Shawnee's husband, forgot his name, Pastor. He talked about how a man who feels disrespected will become the man he needs to be in the marriage to survive. And gentlemen, if you find yourself in a place right now where you feel like I can't communicate or I can't speak or I can't open up to my wife because I just don't feel respected in my home, then there's work that you need to do as a husband. Get into the scriptures and look for strategies that you can apply so that you can, you know, earn that respect once again. But this is not to tell the wives that they don't have anything in this. Yes, wives, if you're watching this and you know that you are disrespectful to your husband, do the work inside yourself also. Because if you want your husband to open up and communicate with you in a genuine and real way, he's got to feel like he's able to do that safely. Okay? All right, so gentlemen, communication is key. It's key. Okay? Next thing. Show a little appreciation to your wife. A little appreciation. Because there are things that she does that you may not realize she does. I don't mean to put this right here. That you may not realize she does, that she knows she does. And here's the thing, gentlemen. If she feels like she's not being appreciated for the things she does for you, we live in a social media age. There's going to be dudes, you know, waiting in the cut. Probably right now, all up in her DMs, maybe text messaging her saying, man, if you was my wife, I would appreciate all those things that you do for me. You know, you might be that dude watching this and like, yeah, you know, if you're that dude, get out of that situation. Okay. Move, leave. You don't want that smoke from God for real. Did I mention that I got merch that you guys can purchase and support the channel? All right. Nice coffee mug, coffee container, you know what it is. All right. Show appreciation. Express gratitude for the things your wife does, both big and small. Okay. Small victories And small appreciations create big victories in the marriage. Acknowledge her efforts and her accomplishments. Simple gestures like saying, thank you, I appreciate you. Leaving a love note. All this stuff. And now, listen, trust me. Everything that I'm telling you guys right now, I need to do also. So, you know, it's all a work. We have to be able to make sure that our wives feel appreciated. And the only way they'll feel appreciated is if we show them that we appreciate them. You need to appreciate your wives because they feel loved when they feel appreciated. And listen carefully, gentlemen. Listen carefully. All right. If you appreciate your wife and you show appreciation for your wife, there is a huge decrease in the odds that another man is going to come into the picture and attempt. Another man will come into the picture and attempt to show some kind of pseudo appreciation to your wife. Because again, there are creeps out there, gentlemen, brothers, that would love to be the side guy for your wife only because they know that there's no strings attached. Leave no room for the enemy. Show your wife appreciation. Tell them that you appreciate them. Tell them that you love them. A day shouldn't pass. A morning or evening shouldn't pass without you telling your wife that you love them or that you have showed them some level of appreciation. It's extremely important for that to happen, especially if you're looking to have a solid marriage, okay? Another thing is spend quality time with your wife. Spend quality time together. You see how I put the together? That was done on purpose. Together. Spend quality time together. It's important. Because it's cliche, but people tend to spell love with these letters. T-I-M-E. Time. I'm going to be honest. I'm the same way. What's going on, cuz? I got my family watching from Trinidad. Thank you so much for watching. Greatly appreciate you being in the chat. So I am the type that want to spend time with the people I love. And I feel loved when I spend time. And it doesn't matter what we do. We don't have to do anything special. If people just come by the house and just sit with me and we just talk, I feel loved. You know what? Many wives are the same way. Just spending quality time. So now, but let's be honest. There's some women that really want the extra special treatment, dates and stuff. But understand that quality time is not just because I'm gonna be honest with you, and this is for the guys. Sometimes our wives may not understand what quality time is. They may think that quality time is you splurging on a nice date, but sometimes they leave the date unfulfilled because they got a nice dinner, it was in a nice place, they got dressed up, got all pretty and all that stuff, and they leave and it's like there's something missing. Like I wasn't feeling tonight. And the reason why they wasn't feeling tonight is because they believe that quality time requires you to come out of your pocket a whole lot, and that's not what quality time is. And as a husband, you have to show your wife exactly what quality time is and what it looks like. And I'm not saying that it excludes those expensive dates out, because your wife, this actually kills two birds with one stone. Please excuse the expression. I don't want you guys out there killing birds with a stone. Just don't. It's mean. It's inhumane. Just either way. But that's you showing appreciation and quality time by doing those kinds of things for her. But quality time is not just you splurging. Quality time is you actually spending time with them in their presence, being with them, actively communicating with it. And all these things tend to overlap somehow, right? It's like it's all connected, right? It's all connected. But spending quality time together in each other's presence, right? One thing that I know I have to work on is there's a couples tend to be more fulfilled when they spend like 40 seconds or more just hugging each other. Quality time. Being in each other's presence and being in arm's length so you could just touch one another. And not in that, you know, I'm trying to get busy. All right? Not that kind of touching. I'm talking about like the good touching, the rubbing the heads. And like one thing that I love, like me, is when my beard is rubbed, like when my beard is played with. I love that. You know, that's all I need, you know, my tea and my beard rubbed and I'm good, right? In my wife's presence. But time, quality time, gentlemen, right? Some of us feel the pressure that we have to work to provide for our family. And we do that for so long. And after our kids are all grown, you got more time on your hands. And it's like, I don't even know my wife. Because you haven't spent quality time with them. You don't know them. 20-something years has passed and you've worked 10 to 13 to 15 hours every single day and on weekends. And you don't know your wife. You don't. And it's because you haven't spent quality time with them. She doesn't feel loved because you haven't spent quality time with her. So they need quality time. They need that time to just sit with their husband and their beau and just, you know, maybe not even do anything. Just chill, you know, just chill together. And what's going on, G France and David Stewart? I see you guys in the chat. My apologies. I'm like, you know, focus here, but I see you guys. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm glad that you guys are here. Those of you guys watching on YouTube. Okay. But that's important. Spend that quality time. Okay. Next thing, number four, and it's not in any sequential order, but number four is show acts of kindness to your wife. Hey, Tammy, what's going on? And thank you guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your special day on Saturday. So show acts of kindness to your wife. Be kind. Be gentle, right? Your wife doesn't just need a gentleman. There are times when she needs a gentle man. Okay? And just because you're a gentle man doesn't negate the fact that you are a man. Understand this. A man can be gentle and a man at the same time. And your wife needs that. They need you to be kind. They need you to show acts of kindness. Not just, you know, doing things. They like that, but not just doing things, but just being a kind person to her. Even when, and this is hard for us sometimes, gentlemen, even when they have not been so kind to you. Why? Why, you ask? I'll tell you why. Those of you guys who are believers, those of you guys who are Christians, have a relationship with Jesus. And you know that Jesus is your Savior and he died for you. In fact, the Bible says in Romans that while you were yet a sinner, still sinning, he died for you. He knew you was going to sin and he died for you anyway, right? Jesus is compared to a husband and the bride and the church is compared to the bride. So, and if husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church, right? We have to be kind to them, even when they're not so kind to us, because let's be honest, some of us have not been so kind to Jesus. Yet Jesus is still so kind to us, because while he knew we weren't going to be kind, while he knew we were going to disobey him, while he knew we were going to sin, he still went on the cross willingly and died. Because he loves us that much, unconditionally. He wanted to show that act of kindness to us, despite how we behave toward him, despite us consistently disobeying him and disappointing him in that sense, right? Still, he showed the ultimate act of kindness that anybody can do, to give his life. And husbands, you're called to do that. Not because she's kind, but because you are her husband. So it's beneficial for your marriage for you to be kind to your wife, even if, and I'm not saying be her doormat. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. Being a gentle man is you being a man as well. So I'm not saying being a doormat, but I will say that you will need to be kind to her even when she's not so kind to you. You need to love her even when she's not being so loving. Why? Because you're called to do so. That's how she's going to feel loved. That's how she's going to feel loved. And after a while, she will receive it. She will receive it. She will see that how she's behaving. I don't know if you guys can still hear me. How she's behaving is not beneficial to the marriage. And you showing kindness to her, especially if you vetted the right one and you know you chose the right one as a woman of God who desires to be a Christian as well. If you married the right one, then after a while, she'll receive it. Yeah, man. Henry, thank you guys so much for... Henry, thank you so much for subscribing. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Do you have to love her even when she's rude to you, Dre? Yes. Even when she's rude to you, you have to love her. Now, what do you got? Here's the thing. Love is a choice. It's not like something that you feel at any specific moment. Because if that was the case, all of us will have moments where we just didn't love. We're not loving somebody. Thank you so much, David. We're not loving somebody because of how they treat us. We love because we choose to love them. Okay. Because truth be told, if somebody's rude to me, I'm definitely not going to like them at that moment. But she's my wife, I have to love her. I have to love her, right? So even if she's rude, you got to love her. You don't have to sit there and take it, but you still have to love her and show her love in the process. It can go something like this, which is something that we all should need to work on, okay? Because nobody likes to be treated rudely. If she's behaving rude, so you know what? I see that you're not in a space to talk right now. And I don't want us both to be in a place where we are disrespecting each other and being unloving toward one another. So I'm going to walk away. We're going to take a break. And we're going to revisit this conversation when we both can show love to one another. Or even this. You ever get into a conflict with somebody, with your wife, right? I need to try this too. Think of it like this, right? Before you get into a conflict, right? You say something like this. I need to talk to you about something. And I want us to talk about this like we love each other and not like we're enemies. Is that something that we can do right now? Because here's the thing. She could be in this place where she's hot and she doesn't want to hear anything you have to say. Give her that opportunity. That's loving. That's loving. Give her that opportunity. You know what? No, I don't want to talk to you right now. You know, I'm really upset. And I'm in my emotions right now. I'm in my feelings. I can't talk to you right now. Okay, babe, I get it. When you're ready, I'm here. That's loving. That's loving. All right? And it's something that us men have to think about prior. If you know you're about to get into a situation that could potentially lead to like an explosion, you got to go into it delicately and you got to go into it lovingly. You got to go into it with a kind heart because... Your kindness can melt your wife's heart. If you got a good woman, because let's be honest, there's some women that would take advantage of your kindness, especially in a marriage. But if you vet it properly and you chose the right woman and she loves you, your kindness will melt her heart. Trust me, it will melt her heart, okay? But nonetheless, you are called to be kind to your wife. You're called to be kind to her. Okay? So it's not up to you to believe to say, well, she's being rude to me, so I'm going to return it. And again, gentlemen, I know the feeling. I know how it feels to want to match that energy if she comes with negative energy. But that's not our position. We can shut the negative energy down, put our foot down and say, no, we're not doing this. And no, you cannot talk to me that way. I'm going that way until you're able to talk to me with respect. Or, you know, just say, yo, listen, you know, we're not talking to each other like we love each other. Can we just talk to each other like we love each other? All right. I'm going to practice it too, G-France. I'm going to practice. Blacklight Revelations, what's going on, bro? Glad you were here. If you love the ones that only love you, what reward will you receive? And listen, Luke was, yeah, come on. Come on, Jesus was a G. He was not the goat. Like he wasn't, because he's a lamb of God, not a goat. He's a lamb. But Jesus was the G when it came to teaching things that were practical for all of us to live by. He really was, right? So show acts of kindness to your wife. Be kind. Be gentle. Right? Love her in a kind way. And the last thing is, support your wife's goals and dreams. Support them. Support them. Just because she married you doesn't mean that all her dreams goes by the wayside. Doesn't. Even when we look at Proverbs 31, men, this is for you, right? She, in the Proverbs 31 woman was a woman who was her husband's helpmate, okay? But she didn't just do nothing. She was ambitious. She had her own thing, and she was doing her own thing in support of the family. Not just her, but in support of the family, okay? Support her goals, support her dreams, especially if, you know, you love her and you know that it's going to benefit the family as a whole, especially if you have daughters, all right, who needs a role model to look at to say, oh, wow, my mom is out there loving my dad, right, loving me, and is able to live her dream out too. That's a win. That's a win. Support her dreams, support her goals, all right? Even finance it if you can. Wait, I'm supposed to do it. Finance it if you can. All right? Give it that if you guys can. But nonetheless, if you guys are married, you guys should have a shared pot though. Like, you know, if she's making money, it should be shared anyway. So even if she's, you know, investing in herself, it's both of you guys investing into her. So there's no like my money and your money. It should be just our money. But nonetheless, help finance it. You know, set aside money so that she can support her goals and her dreams. And you know, if she wanted to start a podcast, support that. Support that, right? Whatever. Support her goals, support her dreams, because that is beneficial to your marriage. It makes her feel loved. And that's what we're talking about today. There's so much out there telling men to not do things that they should be doing in a marriage or in a relationship. Me, I'm going to tell you, gentlemen, there are things that you need to be doing for your wife. You need to be communicating with her in a loving way. You need to be communicating with her in a loving way. You need to show appreciation to your wife. You need to spend quality time with your wife. You need to show acts of kindness with your wife. And you need to support her goals and her dreams. Because truth be told, a good wife will support yours. And if you love your wife, let her know that you love her for the individual that she is. Many women will forget who they are and completely engulf their identity in you, your last name, and your family. And then when they get married after a couple of years, they start asking themselves this question. Who am I? I don't even know who I am. Then they start doing things like going out and trying to find themselves. And that's a big thing. Like, you know, people want to find themselves. They want to find themselves because they don't know who they are anymore. They've been a mom and a wife. And no, let them have their goals. Let them have their dreams. All right. And support that as a loving husband, because you married the individual. And although you two are one, you guys have individual interests. You supporting that makes her feel loved. It makes her feel valued. It makes her feel seen. Like she's a value part of this marriage and this relationship. And it's not always about you and your dreams and your goals. Okay, but the truth is, a man's goals and dreams usually benefits the family. Okay, like if it benefits, you know, if they're striving to do better in life, ultimately it trickles down to the family. But it does so with a good woman. And if you got a good wife, you have a good wife, you better support her goals and her dreams. And this isn't not some simp talking point. I'm talking about if you got a good wife, support her goals and dreams, especially if it's moral. Like, don't tell me she wants to do some craziness online. If it's moral, if it benefits the family, if it makes you talked about in a positive way at the city gates, support it. Support it. Because if you read Proverbs 31, he was respected at the city gates. Why? Because of all the things that she did. support her goals and her dreams. Okay? And I wanted to get into a scripture real quick. If you guys don't mind, you know me, I like to get into some scriptures. And this is just for the men. So for you gentlemen out there. And shout out to everybody still watching on Facebook. What's going on, sister? I see you, Lena. Thank you so much for watching. Glad you were here. I got some people watching on Facebook as well. All right. And who else? Cecil, what's going on? Thank you. Thank you. I greatly appreciate your comment. Let me read this. Great talk, brother. This formula for being kind to your wife, even when she is unkind and unloving to you, only works if your wife has a conscience and a relationship with God. 100% agree. I 100% agree. He also says, because if she has no conscience and does not know God, then she will not feel guilty for the mistreatment and she will misunderstand your kindness for weakness and feel entitled to receive it. That's when you become a doormat. Well, I do agree. I do agree. All right. Again, when it's time to step up and be a man and say, I'm not accepting this kind of behavior in a loving way, do that. Don't be a doormat. Don't be a doormat at all. All right. So, yeah, I definitely agree, my brother. All right. Ephesians 5:25-28 says this. To the gentlemen, to my brothers out there, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Paul wasn't playing when he wrote this. He was really definitely communicating something to the men. Giving them a charge, giving them a responsibility. All right, letting them know marriage isn't for the weak. Marriage isn't for the weak. And staying married isn't for the weak. It's challenging. It's hard. Being like Jesus in a marriage, yo, that's huge. That's huge. Like, we're literally caught. Sorry, guys. Let me just go here. Let me just stay here. We're literally called to be like Jesus in our marriage to our wives. Yo, that is huge. 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 Called to be like Jesus. Now, here's the thing. How can you be like Jesus in your marriage if you don't know how Jesus was? Here's a good way to help you. Read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'll see his character. You see how he behaved. See how he interacted with people. See how he interacted with the very people that led him up to Calvary next to the two thieves and died innocently for them. Like, look at that. Look at that, right? So, again, this is tough. It's a hard responsibility. Hard responsibility, man. But it's something that we have to do. Especially if you want a solid, biblical, successful marriage. It's something that we have to do. Yeah. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. Because he loved the church sacrificially. He loved the church so much so that he knew that we will live imperfectly, constantly in need of forgiving because we keep messing up, and still died on the cross for us. That's the type of love that we husbands ought to be given to our wives. Unconditional and sacrificial. Gentlemen, it's not easy. It's not easy, and I get it. But we got to stay prayed up. We got to keep our sword on our side, the Bible, and stay read up so that when the enemy comes in, because here's the thing, this is how the enemy works in society today, okay? Every strong community, every strong society have strong marriages. You want to break the society, you want to break up the community, you want to break up the economy, get divorced or don't get married. The enemy knows this, right? The enemy knows this. The enemy knows that the relationship between a husband and his wife is compared to the relationship between Christ and the church. The enemy knows that one of the first things that God instituted with Adam and Eve was their union together. All right? The enemy didn't come in because Adam, see, here's the thing. We look at the Bible and we read the Bible like everything is happening right after, one after another. Time passes in the Bible. Time passes in the Bible. So when you're reading Genesis 1 and 2, right? All right? Time passes. When you read Genesis 1, he's creating man, right? He created man. And he is out, and man is out there by himself for God knows how long. Because it wasn't just like one day. For how long? Okay? The serpent didn't bother Adam at that moment. Right? You don't hear anything about the serpent trying to tempt Adam. God told Adam not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Not one time did you hear about that, right? And then when Eve comes into place, and listen, I'm not saying that this is Eve's fault. So this is not where I'm going. Listen, hear me out. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me. The moment God created Eve from Adam's side, okay? Well, not the moment, probably some time after, right? Created Eve, and now they have this union. They're living in this paradise together. The enemy doesn't want to have them have this married couple that God instituted living in paradise together. So what he does, now he comes in to mess up the marriage. Before they're walking around fully naked and unashamed toward one another, he comes in, messes up the whole thing. And the first thing they do is make makeshift underwear out of leaves and stuff to cover themselves from each other. They were covering themselves from each other. The enemy wants to break up marriages just like he wanted to tear up the marriage with Adam and Eve and separate them from God. You know, the serpent didn't come in till after the union. Till after the union. God values marriage. The enemy does not. And if he can break up as many marriages as he can, he's going to win. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Can't let it happen. Can't let it happen. And in most cases, it starts with the men. Now, in today's day, the enemy has crept into the legal system and started incentivizing wives to get divorced. Men, love your wives. Love them. Give them zero excuse to leave. None. This way, you know that you did everything you could to the best of your ability to live like Jesus in your marriage towards your wife. Because some things we cannot control. But if it depends, as it depends on you, if you can do whatever it is that you need to do to make sure it works, you do it. You do it. Love your wives. And that's it. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Everybody who's watching on Facebook, thank you guys so much for being here. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for being here. Molly December, I see you in the chat. What's going on? Shout out to my new subscribers. If you're watching on Facebook, do me a favor. In the comment section, I'm putting the YouTube channel there, the video. Go over there and hit the like button for me. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube for me. Join the Harrison family, extended family on YouTube. And I'm probably going to do this for a little while. Stream live on Facebook and YouTube at the same time. But starting next week, I won't be streaming the whole time. I will be cutting the live on Facebook and then completely doing it on YouTube. All right, hold on. Somebody in the stream? Okay, I see what happened. Okay. So guys, thank you guys so much for watching. I greatly appreciate your presence with me. And hopefully I added some value to you. Hopefully I added something that you can take away, because I got to be honest with you. I added some things that I'm going to take away too. All right. So thank you guys so much for watching. If you're watching right now on YouTube and you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button right now and the bell notification next to it so it lets you know when I upload new videos and when I go on live like I'm doing right now. And you know how you know I'm live? You see that light back there? If you see that on air button, that on air light, that's because I'm live. So if you're watching the replay, I was live and you missed it. So make sure that you hit the subscribe button and the bell notification so when I go live like I'm doing right now, you get to see that light on and you can join the discussion as well. And if you would like to support the channel, you can do so a couple of ways. You can hit me with a super thanks. Yeah. Hit that super thanks down below if you're watching the replay, and it'll support the channel that way. Or you can hit me with a super chat. Everybody who gives me a super thanks or super chat will be the sponsor of the video for that specific live stream. So thank you guys so much for those who have sponsored in the past. If you ever want to do that, please do so. Or you can join our Patreon or channel memberships. If you click down below on YouTube, hit the membership button. You can join there. Or you can go to patreon.com/Harrison Family Values. There you'll be able to support us. The tiers are the same. Inexpensive. Won't they break the bank? You can pay as little as $1.99 a month. And that monthly support will go to help this channel and this message that I'll be sharing here go forward. Now, here's my favorite way to support the channel. Channel merch. You see this right here? We don't just have HFV. We have other things like this with different logos. We have a cup like this, like a water cup and coffee mug, hoodies. But did you? Yeah, this is mine. You can purchase this. But did you pray about it on our channel merch? So if you go to youtube.com, go to Harrison Family Values, and then go to the store section. I think it's a shop or whatever. You can buy from there as well. Yeah, man, just please support the channel and allow us to keep doing this. All right. Who else we have here? Who else we have here? And Vin, I hope that you connect with me, man. If you're still watching this on Facebook, I want to connect with you, bro. I really do. All right. So, guys, I appreciate you too, Brother David. Glad you're here, man. I really, really appreciate it. And hopefully this message will go forward, because this is starkly different than those red pill and manosphere people out there. Nonetheless, we really got to start doing things to encourage men to be better husbands and better fathers. And you're going to get that from me, all right? So with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching. Greatly appreciate you all. And until the next upload, a live stream, I'm out. Peace.